put on my mask to be official. Okay. Then if I want to pull funny faces, nobody can see me.
You stick your tongue out.
No, then I can pull funny faces. Like to,
I'll get rid of the echo.
I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our September 8th, 2020 CDRA meeting, 6 o'clock regular meeting. Roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Rodney called me, he is not feeling well, so he will not be here today. And Sam.
Here.
Okay, approval of the agenda items for tonight's meeting, September 8th, 2020, 6 o'clock.
Motion to approve the agenda is noted. Second.
We have a motion by Justin and seconded by Kevin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Approval of minutes from our August 11th, 2020, 6 o'clock regular meeting of the CDRA meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for 11 August 2020, 6 p.m. meeting, regular meeting minutes.
Okay, I have a motion by Russell and seconded by Sam to approve the minutes from the August 11th CDRA meeting, August 11th, 2020 at 6 o'clock. All those in favor?
Aye.
Next item is approval of claims. In the dollar LLC, the invoice register 811 2020 to 98-2020 in the dollar amount of $13,076.93.
I'll make a motion to approve the invoice register from August 11th to September 8th, 2020 for $13,076.93.
Okay, the motion by Justin and seconded by Sam to approve invoice register 811-2020 to 98-2020, dollar amount of $13,076.93. Roll call.
Justin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
And Sam.
Yes. I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but was this the Richmond form? Is that for the library that we talked about last time?
Yes.
That's what I was for, right?
Yes.
I figured that was what it was, but.
Yep. We had to hurry and get it done so we could get the grant money with it.
Now, the same thing applies to the snow melt as well. It had to be done. Incidentally, I don't know, maybe we can talk about it during Mott's portion. I have some suggestions to make on that snow melt.
We'll turn the time over to you, Mott.
Okay.
It's out of our director's report.
Let's start with that one.
We've already approved that.
Yes, we've approved
it. Right into that.
And we had a roll call on it, so.
Yeah.
Okay, to recall from last one, is that we had two $20,000 projects that have to be finished up and all reporting by September 15th. One of them was the match came from the business we did in the $20,000 project we did with the vet buildings, work at Wasatch Academy and the Staker House. That's all been taken care of. What we're seeing in front of you here, you'll notice here that I have some notes on the bottom relative to this $20,000 project. Our recorder has accounted for $11,000 so far that's been paid for materials, our contractors, these are round numbers. And then you'll see here that we have some other I checked them off, and I got summarized on the bottom, $3,307. That one pertains to the library work, along with the $2,346.86. And the $2,500 pertains to ramp work on City Hall. So that comes to $19,153 round numbers. And we'll make up the other easily by an in-kind match. So we're going to get all this wrapped up and submit the final reports by September 15th. And that will wrap up these projects. I think that's probably what the questions you got.
Well, we got into that, and the repair was fairly simple. However, while we've got the concrete broke up, that snow melt system, both here and in front, have never had an automated control. In other words, they have to be turned on manually. Well, and you think about that, that means that they would turn it on when they'd leave at night, and then maybe it'd storm, maybe it wouldn't, but anyway, or they'd get to work and they would see that it needed to be turned on and we'd get turned on, which they've made it work, and it worked very well when they turned it on. We didn't, in the beginning, when we resurrected that with the doing away with the boiler system, we didn't have the funds to put a control in, and it would have required chipping the concrete up to do it. So it never was done. We just run it manually. So my suggestion is that we take part of that money and we buy the there's about four different components to the snowmelt system. One is the basically the cup and whatever that the sensor sets in. Another one is the sensor. Another one is the relay controls, the actual brains to it that turns the boiler on and senses the temperature and the moisture outside. So my suggestion, if we was to purchase all of those, in and of itself would be around $2,000. But what we can do is we can rough in the cup, we can put the sensor in, and we can include that in the repairs that we're making that will make it so that when in fact we do want to add just the relays and the control, then that'll probably be around $1,000 in and of itself, that part. But the other $1,000 we can do with this repair that we're doing, which will make it more easy to add later on. And that's what I would suggest that we...
Okay, now, if there are any overruns on that, because we have to show that the check dated the 31st of August, the heritage area, we have a more flexibility in how we cut checks. So if there's a little bit more than 25, I can get some from the heritage area.
Well, let's get it roughed in, and if you decide you want to do that, we'll have it. I got the parts coming tomorrow.
Excellent. So well, they've cut us some slack on this. As long as the checks are cut by August 31st and we have all the paperwork for reimbursement in by September 15th, we'll be fine.
Yeah, and what this will entail also is that we'll flush the existing glycol.
Okay.
And we'll recharge the entire system and make sure that it's working properly before we cover it up. But also have that sensor in place so that when it's covered up, it's ready to go.
So you don't have to break the concrete, you can't.
Well, we'll finish. We've already
helped. I don't. That's what I'm saying. So you don't have to break it again.
We'll break it a little bit more to accommodate the sensor, but it's not going to be something we got to tear the whole ramp up.
Right.
We put it under pressure and then air pressure, and then we charted it, and it's doing fine. The problem with it, it's the old poly, which.
You saw it.
Donna, you know, they just don't do it that way nowadays, but 30 years ago they did.
Yeah.
And, it's the front parts actually work pretty decent.
It is.
So, it's worth preserving. We'll use it as long as it'll work, and the repair will last longer than what the poly does, so.
Mm. Well, yes, it will.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, sounds good to me. Now, in terms of, I can't say anything more than this, in terms of how this building will interact with the building across the street, I can't report any details except to say the news is excellent. I'll get back to you in a second. I got one more thing, sir.
Okay.
Stand by one second here.
Hold the shade button. It's looking good.
He didn't say anything.
Yes, I did, I said the news is excellent.
I couldn't tell him, but I'm masked, what you said.
There's no news, but if there was news, it would be good news.
Well, I don't think you wanted to.
He thinks it's rather right because these masks, you don't hear it. And the guy said, you know, the wife said, shut up. He thought she said, get up.
You see, it's like that. It's like that one hearing aid.
Yeah.
When the guy up here with the...
And so, you know...
...woman saver. Now, okay, now, forget about my notes on the bottom of these. I'm going to give you two of these. This goes to both. Both these are the one who put me on this early on, but I got a hold of Gaddis's office relative to the enabling legislation that came down, and we're trying to figure out how to make it work for natural gas. In the meantime, this stuff has come out, these are the figures. You look on the one slide and the how much the county is getting here, and you'll see how much the city is getting, and you'll notice here is we were getting ready to do this. See the underlined, see that one that's underlined right here. These are some examples of expenditures that you can count. And we're in the process of sending out, your great finance director is working with, we're getting ready to send out all the people with business licenses to provide these grants. And I hope you found out, I called Kevin Christensen, I said, what's the county gonna have? I said, you guys, you only got 300,000, you got 3 million. What are you gonna do with your money? He says, what we're going to do with the county money, we're going to give it to grants to small businesses who are impacted by COVID-19. I said, that's what we're doing. I said, let's do this. Let's work as a team. So he has, we got on a website, it's posted. He sent out 400 letters to the people who have businesses and shows how they can go online and apply for money if they were impacted by COVID-19. Now, so that's going to help a lot. So we said, okay, Kevin, if you're going to do that, we're going to look at something else, some other things. I've underlined this section, so they take what's underlined here next. Run against the clock, huh? Okay. You see there, about capital improvement projects. Watch out, walk out of the cross there. Now, you all will later give me the idea, the chairman gave me the idea of this. I thought first he was kind of teasing. But anyway, you'll notice you can use capital improvements or not unless they're incurred due to COVID-19. Now, you've got a transformer that went out. $250,000, right, Michael? In that range?
In that range.
I've done a lot of research. Here's from Pasadena, California, on how COVID funds are being used to enhance transmission power systems. Now, here's what our theory is. Our theory is that we will get numbers that show what the power usage was from March 2019 through August 2019. They're on the same numbers for that same time frame in 20. Our underlying thesis is we expect them to show a substantial increase. We're going to take the position, there's two reasons for that. One, people are working from home. I talked to people in Scottsdale that are doing this. They said people are working from home, their power bills have gone out of sight with air conditioning. I think we can make a solid case for the fact that the transformer issue tied to COVID-19. You got nothing to lose because if you take a position, this is a capital improvement. I got examples in Arizona, California, where it's a capital improvement, then we can show that data that's a correlation between the usage And two things, people working from home rather than going to an office, and secondly, people escaping, this is Oxman's idea, he is a great one, theory, theory is that people who live in the Wasat Front are spending more time in their cabins to get away from COVID-19. So we're going to make the case, it's your call, but we're going to try, we're going to make the case that you could pay for that transformer with COVID-19 funds. And the worst thing that could happen to you, this press isn't here, the worst thing that could happen to you, the worst thing that happened to you is you got to pay it back. You haven't, you committed enough mobile fee, we operated in the best of faith, and trust me, you can show the data on usage, we can also show how the cities are doing the same thing. Okay, that takes care of that. I want that corner, it doesn't lie here.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay.
That transformer, you ain't playing?
You bet.
Yeah, I don't know how else we're going to spend the money.
You're down somewhere?
We can get $2,500 worth of hand sanitizer and stuff that we can justify.
Okay, well, come on, just...
State funds too for small business.
Okay.
Have you been getting them? Have you been getting them letters?
Yeah, all the time.
Not just taking care of the garbage, because I'm not taking any of the funds.
Well, you don't have enough employees.
Now, something Oxman and I talked about today, we'd like to consider, is this. And I also talked to one of you council members, and I also talked to Six County AOG. What you see here is the global capital improvements, the one-year prioritizers. Go down and you'll see Mount Pleasant, where it talks about culinary and secondary water system improvement, $24,000. Shows October 2020. I talked to JUB again today. There's no way they're going to be ready to apply for any funds until next October to get through the environmental law. I'm suggesting to the RDA, since we're calling that project up, the redevelopment project, asking you give some consideration to fill out a CIB application to, under the category of culinary water, to do the part of the project we had to set aside. We didn't have enough money when the bids come in to make the connection to the unions. It's nothing more than a suggestion that I've given to you. You might want to take a look at the fact of that brought us broad enough category, culinary water, that theoretically you could take a look at the possibility of applying for some money. We'll have to run some numbers, but you have a match. Oxman, $103,000 your water fund and $150 CDBG. Am I pretty close on the 103?
$250
and 103. So something you might want to consider.
What was the shortfall on that?
Huh?
What was the shortfall to complete the project?
Say it again.
490?
Yes, almost 600,000.
498,000, I think, is where the bid is.
Round numbers, 200,000.
Yeah.
We can talk about that today. Okay, that's what I would suggest you consider doing. So you know where we stand now? Again, to recap, we're working with the county on businesses to give them grants for money they've lost because of COVID-19. I'm asking you to consider proceeding forward. $103,000 has been deposited in the account already?
Yes.
And then you've got another what? You've got a total of $310,000. You give some serious consideration to go ahead and using COVID funding to pay for that transformer. And Michael, we're getting pretty close to getting the data we need, aren't we?
Shane said the middle of this week he'd have it for us.
Okay, so we covered Main Street work, we covered other stuff, and we talked about, we got some good news across the street. Any questions?
Hey, Ma, I just want to say something regarding that.
Please do.
The scope of Aspen Village. I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, that the rural development, CDBG, which is funded through, is it USDA?
CDBG money comes through HUD.
I guess in my thinking, they're expecting us to complete the project as we presented, even though we
think might possibly be open to, once this is wrapped up, to apply for a future phase to finish that as well.
We amended the grant. We amended the grant.
Don't you think, though, Dave, his underlying point is correct? They saw the thing as two parts. What we're doing now, plus a third part, we're still working on that with other entities to help people upgrade the units. And so we're on that, we're...
I just, I don't know, it just seems like if we do that, the part without connecting the homes, it almost defeats, I mean, it helps with the fire protection, but to get all those homes individually metered, do away with that old main line seems to be more...
Well, yeah, and again, I guess the other little point I'm making is that you show here is what our priority is being culinary, secondary water system improvements of 24. We're not going to be able to do anything more on what JUD's working on, so that opens up an avenue for another CIB grant application that could deal with culinary water.
I was just thinking that we'd maybe pursue a grant there, and if we can get a grant, then it doesn't cost us anything.
Anyway, think it over after this, and let us know, and we can get together and start putting the grant out.
We have to have that ready for October?
October 1st.
October 1st, that's correct.
And then the next one's February, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
So 3 weeks?
Well, why wouldn't we apply?
Well, I think we should, that's your call.
Well, if we don't get them awarded, then we're not out anything.
You certainly can't proceed with one that's already on there, and you've got a broad enough definition that involves culinary, you could theoretically go, they just let us know, and then David and I will get together, and we'll talk to Trent and Brown and see what we can do. We got all the data.
And we're going to get Creed now and then to vote on that.
Well, do we need to actually take action on it, or just to pursue, to submit up?
Well, we have to go through the public hearing process when we get ready to apply. But right now, the only thing we need is if you want us to pursue it.
Well, on this local capital improvements through the county, is that a separate deal? Is that a grant thing? Or
what these are is that each community in the county, in all six counties, puts together a prioritized list. They change the format somewhat, and then the county ranks. And you see, the county's ranked our project for $24 million as number five. But I just think that since that is the October 2020 cycle, you ought to give serious consideration for applying for some money, because it would come out of that category. We brought, have that broad enough of culinary water, it would apply.
But this list is just required before you can apply for CIB.
Exactly. You can't apply if you're not on the list. Have you gone through the process to have this list put together for capital?
But we don't have to have a public hearing before we apply either. We can provide that afterwards.
That's right. Yeah. It's not before. It's not in conjunction with the application.
Right. Well, they won't see us as a board until we get those minutes and stuff.
Precisely. Okay. Go ahead if you have any questions. Okay.
So you need to discuss that in more with the client?
Well, my suggestion would be to go ahead and apply for it. It doesn't hinder any other efforts we've got going to secure money, does it?
I don't think so.
And the good news is we have all the information from the previous application in terms of what the costs are to do that.
The biggest thing we'd have to have is our match. To match the grant, that would be the biggest thing we'd have to come up with is our money match.
Pardon me?
We already have the match, don't we, for the most part?
Yeah, you can count the match you already have, yeah. Because it always seems that there's a comprehensive project. The only reason we're doing this in two phases is the bids came in too high.
Right.
Right. Well, we'd still have to come up with another match, is what I'm saying. Because we've already allotted what was there for the first original match.
Well, it's a matter of how more competitive you are before the match is.
Yeah. It's worth a shot. I mean, we don't really have anything to lose on it, I don't think.
Go ahead and apply. Except you guys just
I'd say we're going to apply cool. and then we see what we can get, and then we know what our match is. We really don't know what our match would even be at this point.
And it may be that they'll give us part half, one half grant.
David and I get together, and I talked to Sioux County today. We can get together, and I say exactly what I talked about it. So if you want us to proceed, we'll take the next step. Now, I'd also, one more thing I care for.
We got to do what we can on culinary water. We really do.
We do. We do.
Yep.
Anybody want to make that motion? go for it?
Well, I don't know exactly how to word it. Is it just all the culinary water?
Yeah.
Motion. Would you like the CID to the culinary work that pertains to the Athens Building Project?
Make the motion, Justin.
I'll make a motion we approve, we proceed with the funding application to CID to complete the scope of the Athens Village Project for the October 1st deadline.
Okay, now is everybody okay with what we're doing relative to the ramp here then that Kevin discussed too? You don't need a motion on that, just so I know though, as we're working to wrap this up on the 15th. Everybody okay with what Kevin had to say about how we're going to do the ramp?
Yeah.
Now, Mike, you might want to give a quick comment about the application.
Let's finish this with Justin, so we'll get that done.
I'll second it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have the motion by Justin and seconded by Russell to, how did you word that? To apply, submit an application to get funding to help finish the Aspen Village Culinary Water Improvement System. Good enough worded?
Yeah, perfect.
Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yeah, I was giving some direction to Dave and I relative to the ramp along the lines that Kevin discussed, because we have to submit all that information to get reimbursed on the 15th. Is everybody okay with what Kevin suggested?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
One quick question that the CDR manager can ask us maybe about what we talked about the property. Is there anything we need to do on that? Like we talked about the industrial park for the water? Do we need to do anything on anything like that?
I've got another thought since we talked that I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
But might be better.
Okay.
And what we talked about. Anything else anybody has? As far as the CDRA, you got anything else, Mont?
I just want to thank Mont again for all that you do. You and Dave both, and the mayor, the extra time you guys put in.
It's got a good team here at City Hall.
Yes, we do. You guys do a lot of work. Well, we wouldn't function without these grants and whatnot that allow us to make improvements where needed and
keep things
in. We're grateful for that effort.
Yep.
I make a motion that yours is CDA.
Okay, Sam's made a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
And Justin's going to second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll adjourn for 5 minutes, then we'll start our city council meeting.
Okay, did you not that include the asphalt you had to you, or was that just to get the services?
There's some trash out there.
On Aspen Village, did that include all that too?
So Justin, there was...
That was the whole thing, you made up the shortfall.